Good morning, students. Welcome once again in AES Distance Education Program. Dear students, in previous module of theory-based accounting, we studied about accounting principle. In this particular module, what are the topics we are going to cover? So just move to the slide number 2. Here the topics are there, that is meaning of accounting standard, nature of accounting standard, concept of accounting standard, objective, utility, and limitations of accounting standard. So, what exactly accounting standard is? Let's see the meaning of accounting standard. Just move to the slide number 3, where you can see meaning of accounting standard. Accounting standard are a set of guidelines, that is generally accepted accounting principles, that are followed for preparation and presentation of financial statement. So though, yes, I am telling you, like whatever financial statement, whether it's a profit loss account, balance sheet, whenever we are preparing that, we have to follow some principles or we have to follow that guidelines. That guidelines are nothing but accounting standard. Here we can see in a slide also, they are accounting rules and procedure relating to measurement, recognition, treatment, presentation and disclosure of accounting transaction in a financial statement issued by Council of the Institute of Chartered Accountant of India. So in short, we can say this is general rules itself we have to consider while preparing financial statement of accounts. Then just move to the slide number 4, nature of accounting standard. So exactly what kind of nature of accounting standard? Then first we can see accounting standard are guidelines providing the framework so that credible financial statement are prepared. At the same time, the objective of setting accounting standard is to bring uniformity in accounting practices and ensure transparency, consistency and comparability. So we can compare whatever financial statement, whatever profit and loss, whatever financial position of company, everywhere transparency we can maintain. We can maintain consistency. As we studied in accounting principle, consistency assumption, that same consistency we can maintain. As we discussed there, example of depreciation method. The depreciation method which we started in the beginning, suppose we are following straight line method. So throughout coming year, we have to follow the same method. That is what consistency we can maintain. So accounting standard brings uniformity, transparency, consistency and comparability. At the same time, next point is there. Accounting standard are prepared keeping in view the business environment and laws of country. It therefore naturally means that the guideline change with a change in business environment and laws. It is because of this that accounting standards are being revised from time to time. It may be noted that whatever or whenever a conflict arises between law and accounting standard, law will prevail. So in this way, it's a again we can say it's a based on environment and laws of country. Whatever laws and whatever environment, as per changing environment, is being changes. So this is what exactly the nature of accounting standard. At the same time, we can say in a slide number 5, accounting standard are mandatory in nature. It should be compulsory. It means you have to follow. That's it. No other option in that. Then after, we can move to the next nature, that is accounting standard have also been made flexible in the sense that where alternative accounting practices are acceptable and enterprises may adopt any of the practice with suitable disclosure. For example, we can say an enterprise may charge depreciation on the written down value method or straight line method. So you have an alternative. Either you can go for written down or you can go for straight line. So this kind of accounting nature is there. So accounting standards nature is there. Then after, exactly what the concept that accounting standard is. Then again, we can say the same thing. that accounting standard prescribe the accounting rules and procedure for recognition, measurement, treatment, presentation and disclosure of accounting transaction in the financial statement. So that the financial statement are based on common rules and principle for better understanding by the users. So you know there are so many new users, as we know that is internal users, external users. So all they can understand in better way accounting standards. So that's why accounting standard we are following, or generally we are accepting all rules and regulation and we are following that accounting standard. What exactly the objective of accounting standard? Then move to the slide number 7. There are some objective of accounting standards. First one, where we can say minimize diverse accounting policies and practice with aim to eliminate them to the extent possible. So though there are different accounting policies, we can eliminate at maximum possible level. And we can follow a generally accepted policies and practices. This is the main aim of or main objective of accounting standard. Then we can say the second one is there, that is promote better understanding of financial statement. So as we know, we are accepting or we are following or we are applying general accounting standard, general rule, general procedure, then obviously we can understand the financial statement in better way, as there is uniformity in it, as they are comparable, as they involves consistency. So for better understanding of financial statement, this is what one of objective of accounting standard. Then after we can say that is understand significant accounting policies adopted and applied. So what kind of accounting policies, what kind of policies we applied and adopted, that also we can understand with the help of account. That is also one of the objective of accounting standard. Then after meaningful comparison, that is what we can say, facilitating meaningful comparison of financial statement of two or more entities. That is also possible with the help of accounting standard, or it may be one of objective of accounting standard. So we can say that is we two and more companies we can compare, because we are following same kind of accounting principle everywhere. There is uniformity. So we can come to know where we are lagging and we can improve. So that is what main objective. At the same time, enhancing reliability of financial statement. As we are following accounting standard, which is maintained, so there we are enhancing reliability. So people can rely on it. People should believe on that financial statement. So exactly we can say the users of accounting. Accounting users should rely on the financial statement. Is the main objective of accounting standard. Then utility of accounting standard. How it should have a capacity to satisfy the users. Then accounting standards serve the following purposes. Accounting standard provides a norm on the basis of which financial statement should be prepared. So it has an utility because it's given a norms and conditions, rules, procedure, policies. So that's why it has a great utility. Then after next one point is there, accounting standard ensures uniformity in preparation, presentation, financial statement by removing effect of diverse accounting practices. Again, the same sentence is there, whatever we studied already, it's maybe an objective. The application of accounting standard make financial statement more meaningful and complete. So whenever we are applying common accounting standard, ultimately it will be meaningful and comparable. Then after third one is there, accounting standard create confidence among the users of accounting information. Accounting information as based on accounting standard. As we know, that is it creates confidence. As we know, that is the last one point of objective itself, that is enhance the reliability of financial statement. And once they are become reliable, it will create a confidence. Then after next one point is there, same as we studied in objective, accounting standard is considered reliable by the users of such information. Again, we can say the next one point is there, accounting standard helps auditor in auditing the accounts. Auditor is a checker of account who checks every account in detail. They help the accountant to follow uniform practice and policies. So auditor are just checking each and every type of transaction with a certain he has a certain base, and that base is given by accounting standard. So it helps the auditor in auditing accounts also. They help the accountant to follow uniform practice and policies. So in this way, it has a great utility. As we can say, it has a great utility, but there are certain limitations of accounting standard also. As we can see in slide number 9, however, there are some limitations of setting up accounting standard. Accounting standards are man-made, hence it does not pass a verification test always. As we know, it's a man-made, so it's a flexible, as we can say, or already we studied that it's an environmental base. As per changing environmental condition, as well as per changing country, the laws is being changed, then accounting principles also change, accounting standard also change. So that's why it does not pass the verification test always, as it is man-made. At the same time, we can say accounting standards are based on business environment and laws of country, as we already discussed. Hence, they change often to make the changes. So it's a flexible. This is what kind of limitations of accounting standard. So here we come to an end with this topic of accounting standard. Then after, one more topic is there, that is IFRS. That we'll see in the next module. Till then, thank you very much.